We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks Podcast on KMBZ.
Beverly Hills 90210.
Because our artist of the day is 90s TV theme songs. You saw that it's coming back. BH 90210.
Isn't it already back? Or no?
I don't think so.
I thought it was back last week. I may be wrong.
I can't wait.
Really?
Yes, I love Beverly Hills.
That does not seem like a you thing.
Oh, you know, don't. Don't.
You're right. You said no more TV shaming, and I tend to go there when you say things like, I can't wait to watch the reboot of Beverly Hills 90210.
Yeah, the reboot started last week.
Who? Oh.
That after you said that Full House was one of the worst shows ever. Just doesn't make any sense.
I wasn't shaming anybody who had just said I love that show.
Good point.
I said that I love Beverly Hills 90210 and Queen Hole-in-One over here.
Two time.
Because I'm not. No, you did.
Call me two time.
What does she sound like again?
Oh, my God. I hear a whole lot.
Can't even tell the difference.
But that's all I hear. I mean, it's like Charlie Brown's teacher. I hear a whole lot. So, what night is it on? And what channel? Because I need to tune in and record it.
It is on Fox. It premiered last Wednesday. I presume that's going to
I was at soccer practice.
I presume it's its regular time
I'm going to give you something, and you are going to be stunned that I agree with you on this. Because I never agree with you on much of anything. And true. B, this is so out of my wheelhouse, I need you to help explain it to me.
Ooh, what did you just find that you liked?
Scott tweets over the weekend, why am I watching this?
Oh, yes.
Yes. And at the same time, Chris and I are having a lovely brunch.
I'm glad you brought this up.
Lovely brunch. And I look over at like ESPN 9 and I start watching. Now, we were there to watch golf.
It wasn't ESPN 9. It was ESPN 1.
Whatever. I was going to say, it was a flagship ESPN show.
Golf was on in front of us on the Golf Channel. And I kept drifting over to my right to watch this ridiculous what is it, a tournament?
It was the national championship.
What is happening? And I could not take my eyes off of it.
It was cornhole.
And so there's a man sitting to my right, because we were at the bar at brunch at Nick and Jake's. There was a man on my right, a man sitting next to him, and a woman on the end. And they were all wearing golf hats, by the way. So I look over at them, and they are all watching this cornhole tournament.
Try to not watch.
And I look at the guy to the right of me, and I go, what is happening? Why are we watching this? And he goes, I don't know. I can't take my eyes off of it.
Have you ever heard, like, the play-by-play? Will, were you watching it? Weren't you and I? Well,
yeah,
you and I talked on Saturday.
Yeah, you called me.
And I'm like, are you watching this thing?
No, I didn't have audio, but I could see the passion in the spectators' eyes.
You've got to hear the play-by-play.
They were all over it.
I remember one guy goes, he's a protege. What? He's throwing beanbags.
This kid's like a sophomore in high school, wasn't he?
He was 16.
Was the winner 16?
No, but one of the competitors was 16. Listen to this.
This is Wagner throwing red. I find it interesting that Anthony Passione here on the right on your screen is throwing slick side down. Now, these bags, for those of you who don't know, are two-sided. So we're going to get a slicker material on one side that allows the bag to travel up the board faster, and a stickier material, sometimes a suede, sometimes a different type of cloth on one side to slow the bag down if you're just looking to board it.
Just looking to board it.
A couple of
right.
1-point rounds for Stolfus and Wagner. So a 2-0.
You better and step then, it up, Wagner.
So then they've got this gal. She's some blonde-haired whatever.
They had a play-by-play girl.
She's a sideline reporter. So here she
and
is.
And real quick, Scott, the guy sitting next to me, because we made friends over this.
Yeah.
The guy sitting next to me goes, you know, she makes it to ESPN and all she wants to cover is like the NBA.
Yeah, and they she's say stuck to her, covering cornhole.
Honey, we're sending you to the cornhole championship.
Stormy Buonantony.
That's her name.
Yeah.
Stormy Buonantony.
Okay.
So check this out.
Stolfus, social doubles champions at Cornhole Mania.
Oh, Cornhole Mania.
Incredible win. And they really utilize that slick side. They were more consistent.
So, by the way, if you get all four of your bags in, there are guys in the audience with these signs that just say four bagger.
That's important.
There are so many sexual references I can make with that I won't.
Four bagger. Wow.
That's a four bagger.
I was trying to give you the proper background music.
Now listen, if you are listening and you are thinking, this is so stupid, why are you talking about this? I was sitting at this bar and could not stop watching this stupid thing.
Kelly and I couldn't stop watching.
And I don't know
Kelly
why.
Kelly was at her house. I was at my house. Will was at his house. We were all watching it.
I believe Wicket was watching it at home too.
Listen, now wait, here comes Stormy.
Had bigger shots. They had better stayed out.
I mean, Stormy's an expert.
Stormy's standing by. Take it away.
Well, the two of you have never played on this stage, never played an event of this size. How gratifying is it to come out here, not only compete but win?
It's awesome. You know, we've been playing for 4 or 5 years. We have a great group of friends? It's awesome to be out here, just to be at this event, and then to do this with him is awesome.
And after the way that your guys' last conference event went together competing, you said you went 0-2 there. What is this day
Wait,
been
conference?
Like?
Yeah, that was a strong.
Dude, I don't know.
Do they have
She
cornhole?
Actually is like nodding the whole time, like she knows what cornhole
conference
is. Conferences?
She is into cornhole. And let me tell you, the colleges do this too.
This is so dirty.
Is there conference realignment in cornhole?
No. Stormy loves her cornhole.
If you go to the ESPN website, it is Kentucky versus Arkansas. Are there scholarships?
No,
it has to be club teams.
Competitive people, and we both come from sports backgrounds, and to go 0-2 is difficult, pride-wise and competitively. Mm-hmm. To come back and win this and not lose a game is very nice. So.
Redemption is yours. Congratulations, fellas.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to Google, why can't I stop watching cornhole?
That journalism school is proud of that grad. Redemption is yours, guys. Here's the problem. You know how we're doing the bowling bash every year? I think next year is our fourth annual.
Yeah.
I want to do a cornhole championship for charity.
I'll do play-by-play.
Can we get Stormy to come to this?
I think we should invite her.
I mean, who knows more about cornhole than Stormy?
Right. We got to get the post-match interviews with... Are you a sideline reporter? Is that the
yeah,
title?
I guess you're a sideline reporter, yeah.
But is there a sideline to begin with?
Sideboard. You're a sideboard reporter.
Sideboard reporter.
Yeah. Okay. She's the cornhole sideboard.
Thank you.
I am throwing it out for consideration by the board of directors.
Are you throwing it out underhanded or overhanded?
Well, I'm using slippery slide.
Okay.
Not the suede side.
No.
The
right.
No,
side.
The sticky side on the
slick
bottom.
Slick side down.
Gotcha. Yeah, slick side is down.
Going for the hole.
Yeah, I'm definitely going for the hole.
From the Baynet.com opinion page, cornhole is a sport.
It is not a sport.
I am just going to say it. Cornhole is a real sport. As I sat watching the other day, ESPN was playing a championship game over the air. What many might describe as a simple game of tossing bags into a wooden board and attempting to reach 21 points the fastest.
Well, everybody knows that.
Has evolved far beyond just fun for family function. And this writer goes on to say this is more of a sport than many other games we currently classify as sports.
Like golf?
Well, that's definitely a sport.
Anyway, I am throwing out for consideration that we do a cornhole tournament for charity.
Will there be a trophy as well, just like the bowling bash?
Of course. Why have a tournament if there's no trophy?
You can watch these people go on stage and drain bag after bag after bag.
And beer after beer after beer.
But to make the math add up to the precise, you have to precisely have 21. So you have to play with strategy.
Not really. Listen, I played cornhole on July 4th. It's not hard.
How far away is 30 feet? Is that like from here to there?
It's like from there to there.
I just found the most perfect cornhole trophy, too. It's got the, you know, the little elevated platform on it. Yep. There's a guy who is leaning. He's got his arm back with the bag in it.
Of course.
It's perfect.
I'm looking up how much money can you make in cornhole.
Board of directors, can we at least take this under consideration?
I'm in.
A cornhole charity tournament.
In the fall, so it's not so sweltering outside.
Right, and so it doesn't compete with the bowling tournament in the spring. Will, are you in?
Yeah.
Sam?
I don't have any voting right.
But I know you don't, but I'm asking if you're in.
The American Cornhole League has a guaranteed prize pool of $100,000. And we'll give out more than $250,000 in combined prize money this season.
That's right.
I found an even better trophy, by the way. It's just like the one I described, but in his other hand is a beer.
That's awesome.
Duh.
Yeah, we're getting that for the tournament.
Look, I'm done making fun of it because I sat there like an idiot and I watched it.
I watched it for over an hour.
With no audio.
I watched with audio. He's a protege.
Yeah, the no audio is a little excessive.
By the way, from the text line, because I think we had several topics going last segment. Excuse me. Scott, the new BH90210 is not a continuation of the old show. It is a mockumentary with the real people, not the characters. That sounds terrible. Jenny Garth looks amazing. She's hot now. The rest did not age well. Scott, did you say four bagger to the cornhole? Yes.
Thank you.
Affirmative.
You guys need to get Rob Riggle in on this action. Scott, I'm in. I already have a team.
That sounds like someone who's going to be really, really good. Like, too good at this for our purposes.
The casual cornhole
right.
I'm getting Kelly's. If I do my own team, I'm not doing with one of you guys. Kelly's sister is a maniac.
What do you call a cornhole player anyway?
Cornholer?
A cornholer.
Of course you do.
The thrower is called a pitcher. I did just look up that. It's a pitcher.
Well, who's the guy that just stands there drinking his beer?
He's the observer.
Oh.
Then don't they, change places after that?
Well,
you don't understand cornhole very well.
If you were on my team, Scott, they were wearing different shirts. Are we on opposite ends?
Yes, you and I are on the same team.
Okay.
You're on one end with our opponent, and I'm on the other end with our other opponent. And then you throw, and you try to get a four-bagger. And then, so you throw, then they throw, then you throw, then they throw. And you can push your bag in. You can push their bag in, which you don't want to do.
Phrasing.
You could knock their bag out.
You could knock their bag out of your hole.
Right. God. So stupid.
And then once everybody's done throwing their bags, then the other guys go. Okay. And it's first one to 21.
And each player has four throws.
But you can't be over 21. Has to be 21.
Right. So, like, let's say you have one bag right there on the rim. You can't hit that bag in and the other bag go in and get 22.
Okay.
You have to just hit that bag off the rim.
This is way more than I ever thought I would need to or care to know about cornhole, but I'm glad to know.
So if you accidentally do what you described and you get to 22, do you automatically lose?
I don't know how that works.
Is it like blackjack?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm not that much of a cornholio. So I
text line says you can go over.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Okay. Somebody says, what happens when you put two bags in one hole? I don't know. Okay, guys. Okay. I'm supposed to be the immature one here.
You can laugh about this all day long. Did you see how serious the spectators were behind.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
so they're
serious.
The looks on the faces of those directly behind the
players.
They're
not screwing around.
Oh, one woman was in tears. I assume it was her son. I'm like,
Passione brothers throwing the blue bags. Stolfus and Wagner. This is Wagner throwing red. I find it interesting that Anthony Passione here on the right on your screen is throwing slick side down. Now,
I mean, that is so fascinating.
That is
that
fascinating.
He's doing slick side down.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, why would he do that, Will?
Because he's going for the hole. I'm not Will, but.
I mean,
it's cornhole, a team atmosphere. So many of us grew up playing team sports, and Crew Cup is really the opportunity for that to shine. And then tomorrow, women's and pro doubles.
Okay, let me ask you something. If you say it isn't a sport, if you can attain a top level or ranking in something, does that not make it a sport?
No, it makes
it certainly
it a
makes
game.
It a competition.
Wait, Stormy's talking.
To date, breaking that 700 mark for the first time in the league's history. And these players have been out here. Well, you've been out here since 5. These players have been out here playing and competing all day long since 9 o'clock this morning, with those boards filling the entire hall here at the America Center. And these players come from all walks of life, representing 41 different states here in the U.S. And
oh my
talking
gosh.
To ACL Commissioner Stacey Moore earlier today, he said that that type of a mile.
They have a commissioner.
Oh, yeah. I want to be the commissioner of something like that.
Of cornhole?
Anything like that.
We're not going to take it. Hell, we ain't going to take it. Oh, we're not going to take it anymore.
Twisted Sister, that's a jam right there.
Way too hard.
Anyway, and yes, we are going to talk about the horrible tragedy, because this is a local show, if nothing else. There were two horrible tragedies over the weekend in regards to children. And we will move on now to the 8-year-old who was killed.
Sleeping in his bed.
And somebody wrote in just now. And with all due respect, 4120, I'm going to take mild umbrage with what you wrote. Somebody says, 4120 says, dead 8-year-old shot in South Kansas City over the weekend. I'm glad we're talking about cornhole. And I wrote back, we are going to discuss it soon. I'm sorry that we have disappointed you. And 4120 writes back, no disappointment, priorities though. I get it. It's not a white, pretty Johnson County girl. Your courtesy coverage will be a one and done. I wrote back, our discussion of the young lady from Johnson County who was killed at the crossroads was also a one and done. What do you want us to do? Talk about this murder for weeks?
Which we would not do.
And this person wrote back, yes.
I had no idea the race of this child. I had no idea. How would I even know that?
I still don't know the race of this child.
I know the mother is injured, and the 8-year-old was killed while sleeping in bed and was about to start fourth grade, because I read Jean Peters Baker's comments about it over the weekend. And I don't know if this child
is white, black, Hispanic, or Asian. And you know what? I don't care.
I don't care either. One of the wider issues I want to talk about with respect to the death of this child.
24 bullets fired into that house, by the way.
Can we not create some sort of law specifically targeting the idiots who do this? Because here's my fear. My fear is when you shoot into a dwelling, I think that's what they call this, isn't it? Shooting into an occupied dwelling.
It's a house. But that's a charge, yes, but it's a house.
The charge sometimes, and correct me if I'm wrong here, Scott, is lesser because the way the laws are written, you didn't really specifically mean to kill that individual. You just recklessly sprayed an occupied dwelling. You didn't start out like, I'm going to shoot Scott Parks. I know he's in there and I want you to die. Mm-hmm. I just sprayed the house generally. And so instead of first degree, it's second degree. I want there to be some law that if you do this, first of all, you're too stupid to breathe.
Agreed.
And second of all, it is life in prison. We have to make the laws. And for all of the gun people that say we ought to enforce the laws that are on the books, we need to strengthen the laws that we have with respect to violent gun crime and start putting these people away forever. Take all of the low-level marijuana people out of prison. They don't need to be in prison. Put the guy who did this, or woman, I assume it's a man, I don't know that it's a man, in prison for the rest of his life.
Okay.
That's not how it works. You know that.
Why were they shooting up the house? Do we have any word on why the house was being shot up to begin with?
No.
Not that there would be an excuse.
And do you know the saddest thing that I read about this story, outside of the death of the child? It sickening, sad thing that I read about this. They interviewed a neighbor, Scott, who wanted to remain anonymous, okay?
Okay.
Listen to this quote carefully. A neighbor said he heard about 30 shots, but didn't think much of it at the time because gunfire is common in the area. He thought it was someone emptying a clip into the air or the ground. And then the neighbor saw police respond. It's just terrible, the man said. He didn't know the woman or child, but had seen them walking in the neighborhood from time to time. Because of the shooting, it might be time to consider moving. Now, I want you to think about that. Neighbor said he heard 30 shots, but, quote, didn't think much of it at the time because gunfire is that common in this area.
What have I said? Nobody wants to hear what I have to say. I have said flood these neighborhoods with police. Put a cop on every other block. But no,
I don't
Scott,
disagree
you're
with
a
that,
racist.
But we also have to have some sort of immediate, harsh penalty when the perpetrators are caught in cases like this. And it cannot be second-degree...
Dana, I agree.
Unintentional homicide.
But that's retroactive. I'm talking about being proactive. You know when you don't do a drive-by shooting into a house with 30 bullets?
Do you know how many square blocks there are in Kansas City, Missouri, Scott?
There are a lot. But you know when you don't do a drive-by shooting? When you know that two blocks over is a cop.
You are talking about adding thousands of police officers.
No, I'm not.
Thousands.
No, I'm not.
How far along each street do you want to position them?
Here's where you don't bother putting cops unless you get a call. Warnell, Ward Parkway. There is no reason a Kansas City, Missouri police officer should drive down Ward Parkway unless or until they get a 911 call.
Crime can happen anywhere. And
I understand
that.
They can, but crime is also more prevalent in other neighborhoods than it is in others. You put the cops where the crime is. If there's a problem at the Power and Light District, what would the Kansas City, Missouri Police Department do? They would put police in the Power and Light District. When there have been problems on the plaza, what have they done with the police? They have put the police on the plaza.
Yes, and the plaza is how many square blocks?
Well, I don't know how many square blocks it is, but we all know the size of the plaza.
It is an entirely different conversation to think. And I'm not saying it's a bad idea.
So what's the alternative,
Dana? It's not practical, Scott.
So what's the alternative? Just let people just shoot up houses and kill people?
Of course not.
You need to... I'm not saying... And yes, maybe I'm being a little bit facetious with the cop every two blocks scenario. However, what I have said from day one that you've been on this show, and I will say until the day that they decide to cancel this show, is that we need to put a higher percentage of Kansas City, Missouri police officers in the inner city. Why? Because I'm a racist? No. Because that is where the majority of the homicides occur in Kansas City, and that's a fact. That is a fact.
But Dana's not wrong that it's too much territory to cover. I used to live right off 55th and Paseo, and I mean, I would hear multiple different sets of gunshots every single day of my life.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's got to stop.
That area spans all the way to 71 Highway.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of territory to put.
Absolutely. But let's not act like we live in the Andy Griffith show and there are only two cops on duty.
True.
Give me a break.
But you're also discounting the fact, Scott, that every minute in the city with the load of 911 calls that they have And when someone calls 911 and needs help, police have to go. You're discounting medical calls and suspicious person calls.
I understand that, Dana. But
auto burglary calls.
I understand that. But here's what else I understand. There are a lot of places in Kansas City, Missouri, that are not unlike Roland Park, okay? Middle class, crime lessened, if you will. Here's what else I know about Roland Park, because I've lived in that city for over 10 years. On any given moment, there are two police officers patrolling the streets of Roland Park. Two. And yet, in all these years, I've never been burglarized. I've never had any reason to even call 911. In certain neighborhoods, Ward Parkway, some neighborhoods up in the Northland, we minimize the patrol because there's no need for it. You don't treat every neighborhood the same. Some neighborhoods are safer. Some neighborhoods are more dangerous. The neighborhoods that are more dangerous is where you flood the police. The neighborhoods that are safer, many in the Northland, Ward Parkway, some of those, you lessen the police patrol.
I'm still trying to figure out what the possible penalty could be for this young man's death.
Life in prison, no parole.
I wish you were right, Scott. I really do.
But do you want to know what you want to know what I really think it is? 15 years.
I hope you're wrong.
I know I'm right.
But if it is 15, the question I have is why?
Because he was not the intended target.
And I say it shouldn't matter.
I would agree with you on that. 576-7798, 576-7798. Text line, 7280. Scott, you are totally clueless. KCPD is totally short-staffed. They don't go down there because the badges make good targets. Scott is right. I don't like saying this because I hate Scott, but damn it, he's actually right on this. And somebody else writes in something about take away all the guns. Well, let's be reasonable here. I have no problem with punishing people who are illegally in possession of a gun. But how do, and when I'm not trying to start a larger gun conversation, you don't just take the guns away. Unless
Scott,
you want to do stop and frisk, and conversation about that.
I will point out that Missouri, and the Star did an editorial on this, I think August, it was yesterday. Missouri once again leads the United States in the rate of black homicide victims. They call it a national shame. And the numbers are staggering. St. Louis, Kansas City, and Springfield, those three cities catapult the entire state into the worst of the worst. Part of the equation, part of it, is the almost non-existent common sense. We just don't have the few laws we did have been repealed in the last couple of years to make it easy for just about anyone. There are too many in Missouri.
Let's go to Katie in KCK. Katie, hello.
Hey, how's it going, you guys?
Going well, thanks.
I love your show. I learn a lot and appreciate what you guys do.
Thank you. It's yours.
First of all, I live in KCK, obviously. My brother was shot and killed. Attempted burglary a couple years ago. And long story short, to draw into the notion that life in prison is what these people deserve, well, the individuals that killed my brother are 18, and they're going to get out when they're 40. Even with no parole, their life is a 25-year max jail sentence in prison, and they can get out and walk free. So I don't know what the answer is. I think living in the inner city, you become numb. Like that gentleman said, he was the neighbor to the 8-year-old. It's, you look at your family, you make sure they're standing next to you, and you just go on about your day. It's just a hard thing to grasp. There's not enough police presence. That's one thing. But even with that, if you don't have a DA that knows how to do their job, or a judicial system that will back the charges, you can still be in a no-lose scenario.
Was your brother the homeowner and they were breaking into his home?
My brother was a patron at a bar and was walking outside, and two young men decided to attempt to rob him and shot him for no reason.
I'm so sorry.
But by the grace of God, I mean, he had his conceal and carry, was able to semi-defend himself, fighting for his life. And we got the guys, you know, they're in prison, but it's just a no-win scenario no matter how you look at it. I wish that more police presence would be the answer. I think the cops do their jobs, but like I said, unless the judicial system is putting these individuals that get charged behind bars forever, then nobody wins. The two men that shot and killed my brother were on bail for other similar circumstances and were walking and able to do this. So it's just hard to even, I don't know where you start, basically. Mm-hmm.
Well, Katie, I know I speak for Dana when I say we're sorry for your loss.
So sorry, Katie.
No, thank you.
All right.
Ken Novak is a criminology guy at UMKC, and I like this quote. He says, "I do not believe there is anything different about Missourians. Missourians are not more violent. I don't think they're more prone to using guns, but there are more opportunities for people in Missouri to possess guns legally and illegally, and therefore more opportunities to use them for criminal activity." And she talks about some of the laws, and that shooting was on the Kansas side, but Missouri has done away with any need to get a firearms permit or any training linked to concealed carry. Lawmakers lowered the age from 21 to 19 for concealed carry. Legislators approved a Stand Your Ground law and passed a law prohibiting local governments from banning open carry. Gun owners are not required to complete...
Yeah, we saw that at a Walmart in Springfield last week.
Gun owners are not required to complete a police report if their guns are stolen. In addition, laws have been passed that repealed a requirement that any purchaser must obtain a permit from the local sheriff. Missouri now doesn't do any of these things, and we are consistently ranked in Missouri the number one for not only violent crime, but black homicide victims. I think the article said 80%.
It's atrocious.
80% of the 90 homicides so far this year
in Kansas City, Missouri.
In Kansas City, have been African American victims. 80%.
Yeah, but Dana, sadly, you know, and I don't want anybody to die, but that ratio that you're pointing out, where it's basically, what would that be, 75%, 73%. Of murder victims in Kansas City are black. That is par for the course. And
but why is it worse in this one state? And it's bad in other states, but it's Dana, number one worst. Why?
I don't know the answer to that specific question. I will say what I have said before. The black community in Kansas City has a problem. There is a culture problem in Kansas City, and I don't know. You know, when you listen to talk radio, the booming voice behind the microphone should have the answer. I don't have the answer. I don't know how you solve it. I wish I could just wave a magic wand and black people in Kansas City would stop killing each other. I don't know the answer. I don't know if there's a culture problem. You know, and every time I do this, every time I say this, I get on the text line, "Scott, you're so right." And I guarantee you the majority of them are white people. And then I get, "You're a racist bastard." And I guarantee you the majority of them are people of color. I'm sorry if what I'm saying hurts, but there is a problem in the black community in Kansas City. There is no denying it, and I am not going to apologize for saying it.
The state's three biggest cities, Kansas City, St. Louis, and Springfield, mm-hmm. all rank in the top 12 most dangerous cities in the United States. we have three of the top 12.
And the majority of the people slaughtered in these towns, St. Louis, Kansas City, and Springfield, are black. There is a problem. And I'm not going to sit here and get paid to ignore it.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.